The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden. Good morning, David. We were talking about the Romeos a little bit earlier, but we'll get to it.
Okay.
I'm not letting you start talking about them yet. Just a word about Project Independence before we get to our first guest. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And I always say it, the first thing is call 311. Anybody in the town needs anything, you call 311. There is transportation for medical visits, transportation for shopping, social activities all week long. Actually, this Monday, we'll talk about it later on the Christina Liu show. There's an emergency preparedness program at Clinton G. Martin going on. There's just so much that the town provides. And one of the most important things about this town is the council people that support the supervisor,
right?
Because the supervisor is 100% behind Project Independence, but she also needs the council people to support her. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening. And today, we're very fortunate to have Peter Zuckerman with us. And Peter is the 2nd District, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Peter is the councilman from the 2nd District. And just before we say hello to Peter and get into a conversation, everybody has to be aware that Peter, and I'm going to say poor Peter, had to run 2 years in a row. He was selected and vetted very competitively for the position, was appointed. I think that's what you call it, right?
Well, let me go back. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Good morning, and I appreciate you guys having me today. So going back a few years ago, Tom Dwyer decided to move on for other endeavors, and we certainly appreciate Tom's wonderful work with regard to the town of North Hempstead for such a long time. At that time, Supervisor Bosworth selected me to serve in his place. The way the rules are with respect to that, I served out the remainder of that year. And then that November, I ran an election to serve and to for the purposes of finishing the term.
That was in 2014.
Correct.
Okay.
And I won that election. And the following year, that original term was up. So now I had to run again, but this time for a 4-year term.
Okay.
So I ran again and I won. This is the first time that I'm not running. So
you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with myself. Exactly. Now, my district is District 2.
Okay.
So my district is East Hills, East Williston, Roslyn Heights, Roslyn Harbor, Greenvale, Glenwood Landing, Manhasset Hills, Herricks, and some of New Hyde Park. So it's sort of a big district. If you were drawing it on a map, it looks like a boot, basically.
Okay.
So it's a very big district. And we have wonderful residents in our district as well as, of course, the town of North Hempstead. And I'm really so fortunate to serve with Supervisor Judy Bosworth because she is the best. There's no one better than the supervisor. And together, all of the council people and the supervisor, we make a wonderful team. And we're just so happy to be here and to serve the constituents of the town of North Hempstead.
And we're happy to have you. Actually, David is a constituent
of
yours in the 2nd. You're in East Williston.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know David very well, and he's a one of my favorite co-hosts and constituents, and I always see him at the Yes We Can Center working out and so forth. So it's always good to see David.
Terrific. A couple of different things. And this is going to be a conversation that you can take wherever you want to go. Before we get to all the senior things you're involved in, which is very important, you were very involved in the park. And the recreation of it. I don't know how you even reference. It was a tremendous undertaking, and which is turning out. Tell the people about that, if you don't mind.
Sure. One of the things about being a council person is you're involved with many things. One of the areas that I have a lot of expertise comes from my service before working at the town of North Hempstead. And I was a trustee in the Incorporated Village of East Hills. And at East Hills, we purchased and developed the park at East Hills, which became the centerpiece of that community. You're talking about a beautiful park and pool facility with tennis courts, basketball courts, a dog run, and so forth. So this has really been something that has been wonderful for the Incorporated Village of East Hills. So that's one of the main things that I would say to you, that if you were going to, for someone who was going to move to the this area and you were looking, you would look at the East Hills area and you would say that the park at East Hills is a wonderful facility, and I'm very proud of it. Now, I bring that expertise here to the town. And in the town, we are involved in several projects involving parks. Right now, we're involved, and it's in the beginning stages, okay. But we're talking about the Clinton Martin Pool project.
Right, I've been reading about that. It's going to be a big undertaking also.
Correct. And, you know, that's a pool that needs a major renovation. And, you know, that's actually the pool that I used to swim with my brother when we were
really?
Kids. And it's a major undertaking, and we're currently in the beginning process. We're taking surveys of the community to find out exactly what amenities and what they would like. You know, there's many aspects to it, because when you're building a park pool facility like that, doing a refurbish, there's many costs involved. So we don't want to do anything that's not within the parameters of what the public, what the constituents, what the residents want. So we're still in the beginning stages of that. Now,
just I'll interrupt you for a second, because that's a process that I would like to know, because I've heard, you know, obviously younger couples want slides and swings, etc. Older couples want it sedated and very calm. I understand it. So now you're going to send out some sort of a survey, and people will vote and make their opinions, and then there'll be, you know, architectural designs, etc. How is the final decision made? Then it just goes, I mean, do all the because I'm understanding that's a special district. Everybody comes in and votes. So
well, you know, here's the thing. You know, and that's a very good question, because, you know, I think people get so confused about the different processes within government. And it's a major undertaking, this type of project. Now, this is something that would be voted, the final right. specifics of this is something that will be voted on by the board, the council members, okay. and the supervisor. It's not voted on by the members of the public.
Okay.
However,
okay.
we want the members of the
you
public to
input.
Have a, we want their right. voice. Because I can tell you, when we built the park in East Hills, okay, we solicited and listened to the voice of the residents. And I totally believe this, that if you cannot build a facility such as what we did at the park in East Hills without getting the proper input from the residents. And that's what Supervisor Bosworth and I and all the council people want with regard to Clinton Martin Park. Now, Clinton Martin Park right now, it's a pool. There's some tennis courts. There's basketball courts, some handball courts. But the pool is what really needs to be refurbished. Right now, it's hanging on for dear life. But we're going to be – we have some preliminary architectural drawings, which we unveil to the public. And, you know, when you're unveiling different things to the public, you'll always have difference of opinion.
Of course.
You know, certain residents might be in favor of a water slide. Certain residents might not be. I can tell you that with regard to the input we've received so far, there's definitely opinions on both sides. And that's very normal. The thing is, when you build a park of this nature, you have to have amenities for seniors, such as the people who are involved with Project Independence, which is such a wonderful project. But you also have to have activities for children and folks that are bringing their children to the pool, or members of the seniors that are bringing their grandchildren
right,
to the
I
park.
Agree, 100%.
So, you know, it's really a question of finding that delicate balance. And that's what we're searching for. And that's the purpose of the survey,
okay.
so that we can get the opinions of everyone and come to something in the middle that all the residents can be happy with and be proud of.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah,
David.
Yeah, yeah. Not everyone is going to be happy with everything, but there'll be enough there for everyone to say, okay, I approve.
Exactly. And my plan, David, is for you and I to be the first ones on the slide.
You go first. Make sure there's water there.
What about Joan? Joan has to come in here someplace. No, but that is true. I mean, it's amazing, the democratic process, when you're watching it unfold before you, because you do. At the end of the day, my taxes can't go up if I care about my children having a pool just because I don't want the noise around me, et cetera. I mean, everybody has to have a say. And at the end of it, you come, and also, of course, has to be a consideration.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, again, there's no way that we can build a facility that is not cost effective for the purposes of the town and for our residents. Look, at the end of the day, a park pool facility such as Clinton Martin Park that we're talking about, we believe will increase the property values for everyone who's a member of that area. And I can tell you with regard to the Incorporated Village of East Hills, when we built that park pool facility, the prices for the homes went up significantly. I mean, look, you're talking about an amenity that would be specific to that area. If you live in that area, you are a member of this club. It's a special thing. It's a wonderful thing. And we believe that this will be a place for seniors, for young people, for children, for everyone. That's our idea. Right. We want to have activities for everyone. And it really does need to be refurbished because, you know, I would, as a young child, my brother and I would go there and swim. And that was quite some time ago. Now, I will tell you, the current pool, it's structure. It's very similar to when I was a young child. So it really needs to be
something. I heard something has to be done, or it's going to be closed ultimately because it's going to become unsafe without proper refurbishing.
That's absolutely true. Right now, we're holding on for dear life.
Right.
We have some wonderful technicians, employees of the town who are keeping it going, but they're telling us that this is the last possible season and that we have no choice but to move forward with some type of refurbishment in order to have this amenity in the future for our residents.
The interesting thing is I remember I'm in Great Neck. When Parkwood was being redone, maybe
absolutely
10 years ago. It might have been 15. I mean, time escapes you.
We lived around the corner from Parkwood.
Okay, and all the fighting and all the argument, and they have a lazy river, they have the slide, they have the kiddie. Who wanted this? And everybody's delighted with it. But it's like a small little summer camp for the kids. I mean, for $300 you pay as a member, during maybe it's $350. It's a tremendous place to go.
Yeah, I think what impresses me is that you're getting information from the ground up rather than dictating it from the top.
You know what? I have to tell you, Supervisor Bosworth, myself, and all the council people, we're really committed to building a facility that's what the public wants, that really encompasses amenities that all aspects of the community want. You can't just focus on one type of constituents. You need to focus on the entire community. Sure. And we're really committed to building a facility that everyone will really enjoy, that'll be the centerpiece, the jewel of that community, and that everyone will be so proud of it, and we'll all be there enjoying the amenities.
No, I agree.
Yeah, sounds good.
I have a question. I'm going to change the subject completely, and this is prior to becoming the council person.
Yes.
LOSAP?
Yes. So the initials you just said, LOSAP, that's LOSAP.
Right.
That's the Length of Service Awards Program. Now, this is something that's really important. We have wonderful, wonderful firemen and women in this area. The Length of Service Awards Program is a benefit program associated to the service of the volunteer firemen. The way it works is, every call that a fireman goes on, they receive a certain amount of points. In order to receive the LOSAP credit, you have to, depending upon how many events you attend, you get points. Now, this is something that's wonderful because these men and women serve our community so faithfully, and we appreciate this. Now, before I became a council person, when I was a trustee in the Incorporated Village of East Hills, I was the chairman for the Roslyn area LOSAP group. And our job was to make sure that all the points of the firemen and women were recorded in a proper manner, that a proper accounting was done of all the points, and that we controlled, because you ought to make sure that everyone who's attending the calls gets credit for the service they're providing. You also want to make sure that the people that are attending the calls are the ones that get credit. One of the things that I did when I became involved with the LOSAP program in the Roslyn area, I helped revamp the whole program because, we needed to make sure that the firemen and women that were attending the fires, attending those calls, got the credit. That someone who was not attending was not getting the credit.
Which is important.
If you go back years and years, you could make the argument that you wanted to just make sure that the proper accounting process was done so that the proper people got the proper credit for the calls.
Important.
And I worked with that.
I'm going to ask David to hold this point. We're going to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Peter Zuckerman.